The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
She's got something up her sleeve.
Wild new rumors about Kim and Kanye's split. Has Kanye moved on? And are the rings off?
This makes so much sense to me.
Plus, new photos of Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. These two are everywhere. But is it just a publicity stunt? Really, why not? Welcome to Daily Pop. It was another tough day in the world yesterday. We are here to help you escape all the madness. Morgan is out today, so we are excited to be joined by Nina Parker.
Thank you for being here, my lovely.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for waking up at the ass crack of dawn.
Especially after last night. So before we get into the Hollywood gossip, which we love, yesterday was a tough day. But finally, the end is near. We are moving forward. Justin, Nina, I want to know how you're feeling this morning. I'm feeling a little drained.
Yeah.
How you guys feeling?
I mean, I'm feeling a lot of drained, you know? It's hard to see what we see going on in the world. And for me, I'm really just tired of seeing two different narratives, you know? And I think there have, you know, obviously, Justin, you were protesting in the summer. You were out in the streets. And there were, you know, so many things that we were discussing and seeing. You know, Justin was telling us how he was out and peacefully protesting and how they were met with mace and people were being hit with rubber bullets. And then I see people getting into the Capitol, and I've talked to people who are in D.C. who have told me, girl, you can't even drive by a certain way. You can't even pass a barrier to take a photo, and there are literally people with guns aimed at you telling you to move. So the fact that people could get this far, there's a disconnect that needs to be clear, and I'm so glad that cameras caught it.
Yeah.
But I'm really sick of people saying there aren't two different Americas, because there are. Mm-hmm. There are different Americas and different way that people are treated depending upon your skin color. And yesterday was proven that fact. And it's just tired. It's exhausting to see. You feel like you're screaming into an empty room. People say it doesn't exist. It clearly exists. This is a travesty to see people do this on Capitol Hill.
100%.
A travesty to see it. And we needed to see something like this for people to understand how far privilege reaches.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. And you know what? I second that fast pass, because they look like they went online, got that fast pass at the Capitol and walked right in. You know, I am grateful for the country that we live in, and I am grateful for the experiences that and the things that I have been afforded. You know, when I was going through the march, you are right, it was a completely different thing. But I am grateful that people get to see that these are two different Americas. We were doing the same things. We were doing them in a different way. We were peacefully doing them, and we were met with force. They were forcefully doing them and met with peace. I really hope that people out there really look at these two separate things and think, why and what do we have to change?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, and I'm going to say this loud for the people in the back, I am grateful that what happened on Capitol Hill, when I see the Congress people and the senators under desk and hiding for their lives, the next time someone from Parkland, from Columbine, parents from Sandy Hook come and talk about gun safety in schools, I want you to remember that moment where you were fearful for your life under that desk, and pretend that you're 10 years old, that you're 12 years old, that you're a 15-year-old student in the classroom. Have that empathy, because those people have not experienced anything like that, and that was the first time. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
And I just want to, the last thing I'll say before we move on is that, you know, I saw a tweet, and I believe it was with Yashir, who's really popular on Twitter, and he said, you know, these are the same people that are in here and storming Capitol Hill are the same people who had a problem with Kaepernick kneeling. Remember, it feels so long ago that there were all of these discussions about Colin Kaepernick just kneeling. And now we have people who are fighting for rights because they have to wear a mask and saying that it's unfair and they feel oppressed because you're being asked to wear a mask. And then we see people storming because they didn't get their way. Not that they necessarily feel oppressed. And it's just such a jarring change into why if people don't feel personally affected a lot of times, they just don't have an interest in caring. And yeah. There needs to be more empathy. And just because it doesn't look like you or maybe it doesn't affect you in your community,
amen.
There are people who have the privilege of turning off the TV and not being affected at all. We don't have that luxury. So mm-hmm. It's really just a time for everybody to continue to open their eyes, not stop because the summer is over and maybe you don't see people protesting in your neighborhood. The fight is still continuing. Mm-hmm. And instead of turning off, turn on, do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, all in all, yesterday was just, you know, no matter what side you're on, you were feeling it yesterday. It just felt like, you know, we all hope for a better 2021.
Yeah.
And this just was not the start we were looking for,
you
right?
Couldn't even make it 6 days. Goddamn days without embarrassing my ass, as my mother would say.
Listen, I'm tired this morning. We're all tired this morning. We just put a lot of coffee in our bones, and we are going to put smiles on our faces because we got some fun things to talk about. We're going to lighten things up, and thank you for joining us, and our hearts are with everybody. Okay, let's lighten things up. Kim and Kanye rumors, you know, they just don't quit. These two have been living apart while they figure out the next step in their marriage. Well, the internet has gone wild with claims that Kanye and YouTuber Jeffree Star are involved. And I don't mean to giggle in this, but this just does not, this is just silly to me. First off, a source tells us this is absolutely not true, but Jeffree seemed to have fun with it. He is enjoying the attention, man. He shared a photo with the caption, Mrs. Wyoming to you. And this one, I'm ready for Sunday service. I mean, he's loving this. So I say, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of like a fun approach to these kind of wild rumors.
For sure. Like, and I don't know if you've ever been a part of Ho Club before, but Ho Club and Fight Club have the same rules. Because the first rule of Ho Club is you don't talk about Ho Club.
And that's how I know it's not true.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're running that mouth a little too much.
Yes.
Anybody who's trying to get that bag, collect that man, is not going to be posted in Wyoming in a Gucci sweater talking about Mr. Wyoming. Bye.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of Jeffree Star. He's extra. And I also feel like there's a whole family involved of kids. This is not time for play. Like, don't play with my family. Like, don't. I got kids. I got people that are really invested in this marriage. Like, please don't start posting these photos and creating drama that doesn't need to be created. It's already crazy enough.
100%.
He's close with, like, Kylie, though, right? I mean, they're kind of good friends. So,
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused.
James then. Charles.
That's what it was. So, I got Jeffree and James mixed up. You're right.
By the way, look at Chris coming out of the corridor.
Chris
here. She was like, I'm going to come pull you off.
Yeah, sorry, Jeffree Star, James Charles. My bad. Okay, that's who I was thinking of. People are also keeping a close eye on Kim's ring finger. This is a good question, you guys. When do you take the ring off? Because she posted some pictures at home without her wedding ring, but then she had it back on in other photos. You know, if I was going through this, and we know that they are on the bridge of, like, you know, getting a divorce, I don't know when I would take it off.
Mm. By the way, she's still married.
Yeah.
And you know, that ring was $2 million. If I want to wear this ring after I leave his ass, I'm going to wear this ring wherever I want. Put me in the coffin with that ring after I've had two husbands after that. But I feel like, and it's so weird because I went back and I thought about it, you know, I feel like it's hella disrespectful when, like, people do slideshows of, you know, who should Kim date next? Who will?
That started yesterday.
And I'm like, oh my
Van
God.
Van Jones. Everybody's all about him and her and Van Jones.
Yeah. How so disrespectful, weird. How hella disrespectful of, like.
Put a hella in front of
hella,
him.
Hella disrespectful. If I was any of those men, I would be like, look, first of all, I don't want any of that smoke from Kanye.
Yes.
So do not put me in this whole thing.
Why do people want to do that? Why do people need to, like, the ink isn't, hasn't even started yet for it to even be dry.
Yeah.
Why do we need to associate people
with someone else?
I don't even know where Kim would go after this marriage. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, these are big shoes to fill. This is the father of her kids. Like, can we let them deal with their stuff before we pair them with other people?
I don't know. Ask your producers, because you know these people up here.
Meanwhile, Justin's like, these slideshows. Meanwhile, you go on E! Online. It's like a bunch of slideshows about whatever.
You know, they love it.
By the way, next week, we're going to pick our picks for who we think they should marry next.
No, we're going to have, like, the Kim and Kanye, like, have broken up, like, playoffs. Yeah. Like, who she's going to go on a date with next. And I'm going to participate.
True words have never been said. Okay. Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde, they're no longer keeping their relationship on the DL at all. They've been spotted out together multiple times now. And of course, there was that hand-holding at the wedding over the weekend. There are even rumors this is just a publicity stunt for their new movie together. I don't know. What do you guys think?
You know, real life, this is some real tea. I was walking out to get a coffee in Palm Springs the other day, and a paparazzi came up and took a photo of me, and I said, oh my God, why are you taking a photo of me? And he was like, there ain't no one else to shoot. Nobody's out of their houses. So I think what is happening, no, seriously.
He said that?
Yes, and yes, he said that to me.
Justin, why are you telling the story?
No, but because I'm gonna make a point.
Oh, okay.
You know, all about 2021 is about full transparency. 2021 is all about full transparency, okay?
Meanwhile, Justin was like, let me go get a coffee because ain't nobody around here.
Yeah. I was like, let me go get cute.
Justin's like, well, if you're gonna take a photo, let's just do this right. All right, let me just go back in, come back out, let me get a little pinch of my cheeks.
Let me look cute.
So while you was getting the tea from the paparazzi, what did he tell you?
You know, he just said, oh, there's no one out, there's no one to cover. So when there is something like this, like a new Hollywood so it couple, every paparazzi is gonna be tailing these two people and they won't be able to make a move without being seen. And on the other hand, I think these two had nowhere to go. We're in a pandemic. So, you know, that's the only time we're going to see them go and get a coffee. We're going to see 1,000 photos of it.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that the movie is what brought them together. Yeah. I think that I believe that there's a passion there. I believe that there's a relationship there. I don't think this is a complete publicity stunt. But would I be naive to say that's not in the back of their mind, saying like, you know what, this may or may not pan out, but let's enjoy the ride because this is good for us both.
Why not? I mean, I was kind of like on the fence about the whole publicity thing. I think Harry Styles is famous enough. He does it. He could, you know,
he don't need that.
Do anything, pick up a pencil and people are going to write a story about it. I don't necessarily think he needs the press. So I think whatever he's doing is authentic, but I do think having a co-star, being in that same space, working all those hours together, it's a pandemic and there's nothing else to do, could definitely drive you close. I think the pandemic either is bringing people close or pulling them apart. Mm-hmm. So I think that definitely fuels it. And when the movie is over and it's done, who knows what will happen? I think they're enjoying the moment. And I think that she just got out of a relationship herself. Like, have fun.
But that's the thing. I wonder what Jason Sudeikis is thinking.
I mean, you know, it's not his business anymore.
But all I'm going to say is, you know, they look like they're hummy chummy. How long have they been hummy chummy for? That's all I'm going to say. Before we go to break.
Oh, don't even put that out there.
I'm just saying.
Don't put that out there.
All right, you guys. Coming up, why people think The Weeknd is now shading his ex, Bella Hadid. Plus, the controversial new children's show about a man with a huge penis.
I watched
the cartoon. Yeah, we'll talk about it next.
Watermelon sugar.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One piece of good news yesterday, Callie, you got canceled, and parents everywhere are celebrating because the character is just a giant brat.
It kind of was.
But they are having different feelings about the hot new kids show in Denmark. It's all about a man saving the world with his giant penis.
SOS.
The series is called John Dillerman, and there's really no way to explain it, so we're just going to have to show you.
John. John Dillermand. Han er verdens længste Dillermand. Der er næsten ikke noget, han ikke kan med det. Han kan smile lidt rundt, han kan blive lidt flov. Han kan redde hele verden, hvis han bare fik lov. John Dillermand. John Dillermand. John Dillermand. John Dillermand. John Dillermand. John Dillermand. John
Dillermand. Not playing jump rope with the penis. He was bouncing through the woods with that thing. Did you see it?
Yes, he looked like Tigger.
How did this get past the idea room?
You want me to tell you why?
Yes.
Let me tell you how. I recently talked to Michelle Buteau on this show called Just a Sip that I produce, right?
Oh, the podcast that you do for E?
Yeah, the number one
check
podcast.
That out, you guys.
On E, the only podcast. And she told me that in Denmark, because she's married to a man from a Danish man, and in Denmark, they have terms that they use because it's a known thing that Danish men have this.
Are well endowed.
So I feel like it's just a cultural thing because that epidemic exists there.
Oh, well, so, let me go ahead and book this flight to Denmark.
Go ahead and put your Tinder to Denmark.
Hello? Delta Air?
Okay, I get that, right? Okay, so make that a part of like an adult comedy or an adult series.
Well, is this a tongue-in-cheek like South Park where it's not really for kids? It's for, you know what I mean? Like South Park is not for children. It's for,
right.
It's 100%. For adults. Crank Yankers. It's for, you know, so maybe it's
this
one of those.
This must be.
I mean, he is walking his dog with the thing, child. Several dogs. Like,
you don't want a dog. That is really dangerous to tell a man, a little boy, like, go ahead and let the dog.
Yeah, you can.
He played jump rope with it.
You can come walk Nina. She can double dutch. She will double dutch.
Baby,
oh, my gosh. I would never. The question is, would you ever let your kid watch this?
I don't think so. I don't have kids. If they did, we wouldn't be watching this. But I do think it would be funny to watch with adults. Like, I would have y'all over, get a couple drinks and watch this and laugh. But also, in other countries, people are way different with sex.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking, like, people getting drunk and watching this and being like, do you think I can do that?
Listen.
Every time, time balloons.
Every time he swings that thing, you take a sip.
Right.
This could be a game on Justice.
We'll be sipping all day.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say there's a lot of things we see. Commercials, programs in other countries that are way more sexually fluid and you know, educational, that are completely, the U.S. has very conservative when it comes to sex, because when it comes to violence, we know they'll show anything to people no matter what age.
I watched NCIS.
What?
No, what was that? What was that one? That crazy one back in the cut? That crazy cop show that they would like show the shootings and stuff?
Oh, geez.
Back in the cut? Come on.
Geez. All right.
Well, I don't know.
Blue Shield.
Blue Shield. Ooh. Okay. Well, you know, I'm not probably going to sign up for that one. Okay.
Right.
Still ahead, you guys. Blue Ivy's big honor. Plus, is Beyonce celebrating with Adele? And can you guess the man behind this toned body?
Exactly who that is.
Okay, we get the surprising answer when we return.
I would serve 8 years.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Okay, before the break, we asked if you guys could guess this famous guy paddleboarding in Hawaii. Does anybody know who's...
I know who it is, but I don't want to ruin it.
I know exactly who it is.
I don't know who it is.
And
you
I would
don't?
Serve another 8 years under him. Not like that.
Ooh.
Not like that.
You better be careful.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
Here's a hint. Michelle will be upset.
No. Mm-hmm. That's Baraki?
Oh, honey.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea.
By the way, you know you have two kids when you add, like, you know, the baby talk. Oh, my God, it's at Baraki.
Baraki.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Looking like he paddling in Denmark.
that's pretty good. All right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Blue Ivy Carter. Jay-Z and Beyonce's daughter turns 9
wow.
today. I don't
feel
even
old.
Understand how that happened. I know, me too. This little girl already making so many boss moves. Justin has more.
Blue Ivy Carter.
At 9 years old, Blue Ivy is putting us all to shame. Get a girl. Get a girl. The girl already has a BET award and a NAACP award under her belt for her work on. She's getting Grammy buzz for narrating the new audiobook version of Hair Love, and she starred in a number of music videos for her mom and her dad. I hope she's getting paid.
Cause I slay, I slay, I slay.
It's no secret, Blue Ivy is. For her first birthday, B&J dropped $80,000 on a Barbie dress in real diamonds.
I want to make sure she has a childhood and has a great time.
She's been to the Super Bowl, the Grammys, the VMAs, and sat courtside at basketball games. And don't even get me started on what's in her closet. It's full of Gucci, Gucci, and more Gucci.
She's adorable.
We'd say life for Blue Ivy is Gucci.
Yeah. I would say, holy crap, she's living her best life at 9.
She's accomplished so much at 9. I need to step my game up.
I know.
Up,
I was like, damn, I didn't know she had all that.
Right. I like that they made her get a job already. They're like, look, you're the oldest. You got to get work in.
If you put your kid in a music video, would you pay them their regular fee?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it would go into a fund.
Don't take me to court.
Okay, yesterday everyone was talking about the Selena Gomez lookalike in The Weeknd's new music video, Save Your Tears. Well, now people are saying his weird plastic surgery look, you guys, this is kind of mean, is a dig at his other ex, Bella Hadid.
I need people to stop. I know it's a pandemic and people have a lot of time on their hands, but this is a reach. This is like somebody's arm has got to hurt for reaching because it is, this is,
I don't know.
Maybe the person was Justin.
It probably was.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like The Weeknd is one of those like emotional rappers, yeah. You know what I mean? Like who's always in his feelings. And no matter how the breakup happened, no matter if like you decided that you wanted to break up with me and I was like, I'm cool, I'm gonna go my own way and move on. I feel like you're always going to end up in a song or a video and there's always gonna be a jab at you, no matter
who
you are.
How is this a jab at her? Because I don't even understand,
you know,
the association.
Because in all of his music videos and all of his songs on this album, he always talks about girls in LA having the same plastic surgery, how they all look alike, how they all get the same filler, Botox, and all of this other stuff. And I feel like, and a lot of people feel like, he's taking a jab at his exes.
Mm. Yeah, but him doing this face with prosthetics, and if you're watching the video, it's clearly like supposed to be this singer that, you know what I mean?
Kind of has, Joker
vibes. Like a washed up.
Neil Diamond-ish.
Yeah, this has nothing to, this is like, I just don't even understand the association other than people, you know, needing something to talk about. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in this video to talk about without having to reach for anything.
Yeah, ooh. It was just one of those, I think, digs that somebody thought, oh,
right, no.
And so it just got somewhere.
This,
you know, people were like, oh, that's funny.
The cheekbones do look familiar.
Now, if you had somebody in there walking the runway, then I might say, okay.
He did walk a runway on that.
Well, it was a stage. It was a stage. Okay. After the break, you guys, the star who's admitting she farted on a date is not Nina. Okay.
What?
He's pointing. Don't listen to him. Plus, are Beyonce and Adele teaming up for a top secret project? Ooh, what we just found out next.
You remember that time you told me you farted on a date?
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. You've got 60 seconds. Okay, good, because we got your Hollywood headlines. Start the clock. Let's get right to it. Adele, she's been keeping us waiting and waiting and waiting for 5 years, but the rumor is she is dropping new music. Okay, speculation is swirling. Her new album will be released in February. And get this, you guys, her first single may be a collab with Beyonce. Okay, fingers crossed on that one. Okay, Leah Michele's post-pregnancy struggles are real. For 4 months after having her baby boy Ever, Leah shared on Instagram she is losing her hair, girl. I feel you. No joke. If you guys can see this right here, I've got lots of little baby hairs. I am in the same boat, girl, and I'm 8 months in. Okay, and finally, word is Bridgerton star Reggae Jean Page is the front runner to be the next James Bond, and he totally seems up for it. He shared a video of himself as the Duke in the Netflix period drama and referenced Bond's iconic shaken, not stirred drink line. I'm here for it. Justin, do you think he'd be a good choice?
You know what? I actually think he might be a good choice, but for me, I feel like Idris has worked his ass off these last two decades in Hollywood. Give it to Idris. This guy has so many other avenues, so much other time.
I love that you say give it to Idris like he needs a bone. Like, Idris... Idris is good.
Really,
like,
yeah,
Idris is going to be... Give it to poor Idris.
Give it to Idris.
Baby, he ain't doing nothing. Yeah. Like, he's successful and he's fine. Like, he'll be all right.
He wants it.
I mean... you guys know I'm so obsessed with this guy, so I'm all for it. Like, I'm like, more screen time.
Is this your new, like, celeb crush?
Yeah, he is. Like, Chris Hemsworth needs to watch out.
I haven't started Bridgerton yet, so.
Oh, Nina.
I haven't.
Nina.
I'm sorry.
Be ready to be, like, in love with this guy.
I saw him in Sylvie's Love, and I was telling Justin that he had a smaller role in that film, and I remember him, Googling him because he stood out so much. So when I saw that he was getting all the shine, it feels like it's well-deserved.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just letting you know, Bridgerton's been out for 2 weeks now. You have another week to catch up because we're not holding back spoilers because you haven't finished it.
I don't expect people to. I didn't ask that.
Well, so, he dies at the end. He dies of cholera at the end.
Justin, just be ready for the smoke. I didn't even say hold the spoilers. I'm like, okay.
You are terrible. Okay, we are talking dating disasters in today's Pop of Love. Okay, let's start with Willow Smith. So she shared a dating horror story on Red Table Talk, and we have some thoughts.
So we farted on a date one time.
And it was it the first date?
I had met this person before.
Jesus. Jesus, take the wheel.
But we were having a really good time, and he made me laugh very hard. And that was the outcome of the laugh.
Maybe that's why we both single.
You fart on dates a lot?
I have done it once. That was not my proudest moment.
Nobody's not going to date you because you fart on a date.
It was... So bad.
Listen, when you're laughing and it just like comes out innocently, like she explains, that's okay. That's funny to me. Now, if this guy is like childish and he's like giving you that brother mentality, like, right. I farted and it's funny, and then I'd be like,
And if he even knew, if they were in a public place and they was loud, he may not have even known that she did it.
Or what if it was silent but violent?
Oh, well, in that case,
and then everybody knew she did it.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, did you smell that guy next to us?
Well, you know, listen, if somebody can't deal with you at your worst, they don't deserve you at your best, honey.
There you go. So if this happened to you, you're on a date and you start smelling something, let's say it's a silent but deadly, what do you think?
Look, I'm cool with like the first one or two, but if it becomes a pattern and an issue and we're not talking about why it's a pattern or an issue, like I never want somebody to feel that comfortable in front of me until I have three kids, like ever.
Yeah, I think if you know, if it's an accident, everybody, we're all human. But if it was something consistent, I might need you to go to the urgent care.
Yeah.
Because if this is continuing to happen, you might have a little bubble something. You might need to get something out.
Yeah.
Get a little peel. Get you a little gas peel.
Either that or I'll just put some Beano in your coffee.
Pass over the gas sex, honey.
Yeah.
Try that.
I'm more of a solve the problem. Like, what do we need to get? Because if you fine, I ain't leaving you because you fart. I'll tell you right now.
Even if it's a stinky one?
You know,
even if
listen,
it's
if he's from Denmark, we're going to work it out.
We're going to work it out.
I'm just telling you right now.
So, good men are hard to find.
That's true.
Even if they're gassy.
All right. Zoe Kravitz's marriage to Carl Glusman is over. E! News confirmed she filed for divorce 2 days before Christmas. Now, we don't know exactly what happened between the two, but over the weekend, Zoe shared this meme of a person throwing out the trash labeled people, places, and things that no longer serve my greatest and highest good. Mood.
I'm gonna let Nina handle this one because this is some Nina shit.
How dare you?
I said it. That's what's that's some
you
stuff.
You would do that.
Yes.
You would do that for sure.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I definitely broke up with somebody and posted a picture of a mango.
Remember.
And told people to let that mango.
I remember.
You know, I just, so you're right. I would do this kind of stuff. And I a lot of times I really try not to reach because, you know, I'm like, let's not interpret what people mean. This 1,000% was about Carl. I don't know what Carl did. I don't know what you did. But if she filed for divorce 2 days before Christmas and posted this meme, I can tell you it was your fault.
100%.
That's all I know.
And everybody, just so you know, Nina is an expert because she graduated from the Khloe Kardashian School of Cryptic Tweets, summa cum laude.
No. Uh-huh. Not cryptic tweets. I say what I feel on Twitter, but for sure, a few subs on Instagram.
Insta stories.
If you follow the Insta story, you might find a sub or two.
Yeah. And if you know her, you're like, ooh, I know what that meant. What are you throwing out for the new year?
The new year.
2021.
I love that.
Yeah. Put her ass, return her, go to Costco. You got 30 days.
I'm still, bring you her know, ass back. Look, listen, there, even though 2021 has started off a little rocky, the end results have had a little hope to them. So I'm not going to throw it out. You know, I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater quite yet.
I don't know.
I know they're going to run this video back in like 2 days. Like, remember when you said this?
Right.
So maybe I should just pump my brakes a little bit.
You know what I'm doing this year? This may be a really depressing outlook, but I'm setting my expectations low.
Oh,
right?
Okay. How much lower can they go?
I just want a little peace. Like,
I just am going to set them low. I'm going to hope for the best, but... Yeah. I'm okay. Like, I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be happy if we just don't have, you know, people storming our Capitol.
Listen,
and things like that.
I have decided to just really not waste my time. And whatever I'm doing, and there has to be a purpose with it. That's what I decided this year. Like, you know, I've been getting a lot of WYD texts. You know what you're doing. Not really anything with any type of purpose. I'm just not wasting my time in 2021. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just me sipping a bottle of wine and just chilling out, I'm not going to extend my energy to things that don't serve me anymore.
100%.
I'm just not doing it.
Is that why you don't answer the phone for me anymore?
Well, Justin likes to FaceTime and not give you a heads up. And I posted a meme about that the other day.
No, I read
so
it.
So you know how
I got it. I caught the meme. But guess what? I'm still going to FaceTime you.
He will FaceTime when you ain't got your wig on.
He does the random FaceTime.
He does.
He's big on that, yeah.
But by the way, hold on.
Don't tell the story.
What? You answered, and what happened?
No.
Was she out?
Don't.
What happened?
Nothing.
Was she in the bathroom?
Justin is extra.
Well, is
he does a lot. Mind your business, Justin.
Up next, you guys, will Harry and Olivia's romance turn serious? And how soon should Zoe Kravitz start dating again? A dating expert is going to join us with her thoughts, plus tips on how to make over your love life in 2021. That's next.
I won't even know what to do with a man.
Oh, you'll figure it out real quick.
I don't know.
You got it.
It's not like riding a bike.
It is day 7 of 2021, but if your love life is stuck in 2020, we've got you covered. For today's 2020 wonderful segment, we have a relationship expert. Please welcome Diane Valentine joining us on Skype. Welcome to Daily Pop.
Yay!
So happy to have you.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Diane, let me ask you this question. You know, I feel like a lot of people are going to have a hard time finding love because of this pandemic. We've been so set in our ways and used to being alone. How do you start to kind of open up that flower again?
Oh.
Well, see, the beauty of what this pandemic has caused is it has made us all communicate again. Remember, we stopped talking. Dating stopped talking. Everybody started doing everything online and sliding into people's DMs. But now COVID has forced people to talk again.
Yeah.
So I think it is going to help everyone because you must get to know the people that you want to date.
That's
you
got
to talk
true.
To them. You got to really embrace FaceTime and technology in a way that we only used to embrace DMs.
I really do feel like it's making people talk more, you know, and like I feel like almost like courting is back.
Yes.
In
yes,
a sense where it before is. It's like, let's meet up, we get a drink, maybe some things happen, then you don't talk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's requiring you to get to know that person, and I feel like it helps the vetting process. Do you feel like that's true too?
Absolutely, absolutely. When all you can do is really primarily talk to somebody and just look at them on video, it forces you to ask questions. It forces you to, you know, inquire about their family background instead of asking about STD tests. Now we're asking about
I still want to know about those. I still want to know about those, Diane.
But we're not even getting to that, baby, if you ain't had a COVID test. We like, hate right.
That part.
You know, it's so crazy because there are all these couples that are starting to just, I feel like, get together because they are lonely and in the pandemic. Yeah. And I have a question. You know, Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles had just started dating. She's 26. He's 36.
She's 36. He's 26.
She got two kids and an ex-husband. He's never been married. Do you think this relationship could turn into something serious? Or do you think that this is one of those pandemic relationships where it's like law of proximity?
Well, I will say that I love the two of them together. They are so cute. They are definitely fashion icons and they're great arm candy for each other. However, don't put any long-term bets on this one. And, you know, for me, it's not really about the age difference. You know, women are powerful and strong and choosing love on their own terms. The problem is his current age. Now, I don't know what in the world she could possibly get out of a 26-year-old other than a good time. And let's be honest, Olivia has earned a good time after the 2020 she's had.
Yes. Yeah. No, 100. But then this is the thing. This is the thing. Because you said women can choose, women can have these love relationships. But when men choose younger women, we give them a hard time. We judge them. Why is that?
I don't think we do. I think that it has become so normalized for men to date really younger women that it's just kind of passé. It's just, it's almost expected. Mm. And I feel like the conversation is still very aggressive when it comes to women dating younger men.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be. I just think we should be honest about what the intentions are when women date younger men. Because clearly, he's probably looking for a mama or adult adoption. And be okay with that.
Yeah. Somebody might be looking for a place to live.
Well, thank you so much, Diane. You guys, her book, Going the Distance for Love, is out now. What are some of your top tips for someone who wants to make over their love life?
Thank you, guys. Great to see you.
Wait, Diane, before you go, I need to know, what are some quick top tips that you have for someone to make over their love life?
Okay, number one, selfishness is self-care.
Ooh,
so women are always criticized for being, you know, we're not supposed to put anybody, us before anybody else, and we get, you know, shamed if we say no to too many requests, but selfishness is the new black.
Ooh.
And the only way that you're gonna attract the love that you so desperately want is when your best love affair is the love affair you have with yourself. Tip number two, I would say, is love deeply. Love deeply. Do not be afraid to say, I love you. Don't be concerned about being embarrassed or, you know, showing too much emotion too soon. I mean, in 2020, if we can adopt a feminist national anthem called WAP, clearly, a woman will say, I love you and be okay with
it. Let's do it.
Good point.
Certified freak.
I love that. Diane, we really appreciate you. You guys, there's going to be so many more tips. Diane, I follow her on Instagram. She gives out gems daily. If you want her book, pull out your phone and scan the QR code on our screen, and it'll actually take you to eOnline for more info. So make sure you do that. Thank you so much, Diane.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Good to see you. Happy New Year.
All right, you guys, still ahead is Katie Couric replacing Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. We're going to dig into that next. Ooh. We'll be right back.
I said certified free.
Yes. It's the end of an era. Alex Trebek's final Jeopardy episodes air this week, and Katie Couric is reportedly one of the first guest hosts who will fill in for Alex. Former contestant Ken Jennings will also take the podium, but first, Ken is kicking off a new trivia show, and Scott Tweedy got all the details.
Do you remember the last time you did speak to Alex?
I actually talked to him on the phone the same weekend he passed. We had talked about the possibility of me guest hosting for him at some point. And he was so sweet, you know? He was thanking me very, very genuinely for helping out. And I was like, Alex, you gave us 37 years, you know, we should be thanking you.
Sarah Haynes, Ken Jennings, James Holzhauer, and Brad Rutter are sure to make Alex proud with their new game show, The Chase, premiering tonight on ABC.
I got that BBE, big brain energy.
It's a trivia quiz show where three contestants face off against the genius chaser.
Ken, what advice would you give to any contestant if they are coming on this show and want to win a whole lump sum of money?
The best advice on any quiz show is really just to have fun with it.
You get three good trivia players together and they all make it to the final chase. They got to have a pretty good shot at taking one of us down.
So we know these guys are all good at trivia, but do they know their celebrity pop culture?
List the Kardashian and Jenner siblings in chronological order.
The oldest is Courtney, then it's Khloe, then it's Kim, then it's Rob, Kylie, and Kendall. Kendall and Kylie! I got the two on the bottom wrong!
Right at the top, Courtney, then Kim, then Khloe.
Oh, s***!
Next question. Who is Hailey Baldwin married to?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, well done. I think that was a pretty easy one. What is the name of Taylor Swift's new album?
Oh.
I'm going to jump over to Ken.
Evermore. It's good.
And I was going to say, what do you think?
It's fantastic. I love Phil Kors so much. I was like, there's going to be two of these?
This A-list star recently admitted he cuts his hair with a Flowbee.
That's Clooney.
Ken. George Clooney.
I don't know how you give yourself a Caesar with a Flowbee, but he must do it.
I mean, Ken just knows all.
I know.
He literally knows everything. Okay, you guys, coming up, we are playing Pictionary with some of our favorite TV stars. Oh, my gosh. Ken's going to put us all to shame.
Right.
There we go. Okay, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to embarrass ourselves.
As the chief said, we cannot send a message that it is okay to take the law into your own hands.
Well, that's Carisi's case to make. Luckily, I don't work for the DA. I don't need to worry about messages. I just need to get 12 New Yorkers to like my client and me.
Barbara. He's guilty.
Is he?
Character.
Woo!
Yeah, he's back! I love this show. Okay, so that is Mariska Hargitay. She's laying it down on Law and Order on SVU. And tonight, the show returns on NBC. So SVU has had many guest stars, and the inspiration for today's Pictionary game is going to be SGU. That is Special Guest Unit. All right, now instead of criminals, Carissa and Justin are going to be guessing and drawing celebs. They have 20 seconds to draw each round. Now, in season 6 of SVU, we're going to get it started, you guys. This actor played a crooked lawyer before rocketing his way to fame, crashing weddings, recovering from hangovers, and always finding the silver lining.
You might say
his star is born. Start the clock.
I know, it's
and
a man.
Sketch
and
your answer.
You guys,
that looks like George Washington.
He's got some curly hair. I think he has blue eyes. Blue eyes? Do you know who it is? It starts with a B.
Okay, you guys got 5 seconds. What are these teeth, Justin?
It's a great smile.
It's a great smile.
All right.
See, Bradley Cooper!
Carissa, is this from Denmark? What is this? What is this supposed to be?
Ma'am?
I don't know if we can put this on the screen.
That is a microphone. Oh,
all right, you guys. Bradley Cooper. That was Bradley Cooper. All right, next in season 17, this EGOT-winning actress, known for her dreadlocks, glasses, and iconic voice, played a caseworker helping people cook the books. She's also known for her views.
I know.
Go ahead and draw.
How do you draw dreadlocks?
Oh,
I don't know who it is.
What is this? What are those?
She's also known for her views.
She's known for her views.
Views.
Moderating her views.
Who's on The View?
Time is up.
And she likes shoes.
She does have interesting shoes. All right, guys. This repeat offender appeared on SVU twice. Once as a kid in season 3.
Yes, once as an adult.
Who murdered her roommate in season 10. This Modern Family actress is known to keep some bachelor arm candy and is totally cool with a little dirty
dancing. She's really cute and she's young.
You guys got about 10 seconds.
She's going to be a bride.
Yeah, she's going to be. Oh, that's a good idea.
She's going to be a bride.
A veil.
Okay.
And her boyfriend is this.
Sarah needs some arms.
This is Sarah Hyland, and she's Mary Wells.
Oh, that's kind of cute. All right, all right. Apparently, Justin is the winner. I don't really know, but we're all winners in this messed up game. Remember, okay, a brand new Law & Order SVU airs tonight on ABC. You can also catch the other SVU episodes on NBC streaming service Peacock. And if you don't have Peacock, you can download it. So, you know, make sure you use the QR code to watch.
You'll get lots of Law & Order plus other content. Thanks for being with us, Nina. We'll see you all tomorrow. Bye.
This is a funny
game. That was pretty good, right?
I like this.